Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now from GigStock, our spring mini-fest held on April 9th and 10th downstairs in the green space. We've already heard from Parquet Courts tonight. Tomorrow, you'll get live sets from Conor Oberst of Bright Eyes and the Irish singer and songwriter and keyboardist James Vincent McMorrow. But for now, the band that closed out the first night of GigStock, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, is the name of the project. It essentially revolves around songwriter Kip Berman. The group is about to release its first album in more than 3 years, and it has a revamped lineup featuring two brothers, Christoph and Anton Hoheim, on guitar and drums respectively, Jacob Sloan on bass, vocalist Jen Goma, and keyboardist and vocalist Drew Citron. The record is called Days of Abandon. It's great. It comes out on May 13th, and you're going to get a preview of it right now. Here's The Pains of Being Pure at Heart with a song called Until the Sun Explodes, live from GigStock in the green space.
The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. The song is called Until the Sun Explodes.
Yeah, we said it like five times.
First of all, Kip, good to have you and the band back in action and with us tonight on Soundcheck. Thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
So the festival season is getting into full swing, and you guys are doing your first festival this season in Spain. Is that right?
Yeah, in Spain.
Are they different? Are festivals different in Europe than they are here in the States?
Well, there's a lot of camping. There's a lot of camping, so people just pitch their tents, so to speak, or not so to speak, in the woods, and spending a weekend of decadent, music-loving enjoyment with their friends. So it's really something to behold.
Now, are you talking about the audience or the bands?
Yeah, it's mostly the audience. Camping on tour is pretty tough.
I think. I would think so. The band name, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, that's from a story that a friend of yours had written some years ago, right?
Yeah, there was a gentleman I knew living in Portland, Oregon, who wrote a children's story called The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And that's where we got our very long band name.
And at the time that you took the band name, that story was unpublished. Is it published now?
It's self-published, which counts.
Sure it does.
It's all about DIY.
Absolutely. Published where?
It's a website called Lulu, mm-hmm. Which I think is a term for crazy, which the gentleman might be. But that's the site.
Speaking of... Who are we to judge? Speaking of crazy, what is the craziest gig you have found yourself booked in?
We definitely played at a place called the Chorlton Irish Center, which was a working man's drinking club, I think, servicing Irish people in Manchester, England. And, you know, like us. And I guess there was, like, some prohibition against opening the windows or having any kind of cooling system in July. And also kind of, like, the smell was very vintage. It had, like, a very... It harkened back to generations prior. And it was one of the... Probably the best show we ever got to play because I think people were so suffocating that they were, like, fighting to get a grasp of air, and it looked like dancing to us. And, of course, Manchester, it was also on Morrissey's 50th birthday, so it was, like, a national holiday, and it's about as festive as Manchester can get, you know? So that was my favorite, at least.
All right. You've been doing this for a while now. The new album comes out in May.
Yeah, May 13th.
Does this, I mean, it seemed to me that it has kind of a slightly different sound to it from past records. Was that intentional?
Well, if it's good, then it was intentional.
You also write really well about women. There's a song about Eurydice. There's another song that ends the record, The Asp at My Chest, an obvious reference to Cleopatra.
It's about our manager, actually. He's a bit of a snake.
Yeah. Cleopatra's manager.
Oh, yeah, that hurts too. Okay. They're both Egyptian, it's okay.
I don't know, I was really impressed with the songwriting as well as the record. I can't wait for it to come out, but I'm really glad you guys are here playing some of it for us tonight. What do you want to do next?
We're going to play a song. Jen Goma, who's wearing a yellow polka dot dress, is going to sing. It's called Kelly.
All right. It's The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, live on Soundcheck from the Green Space.
Pains of Being Pure at Heart, performing downstairs in the green space at Gigstock, our spring mini-festival, co-presented by Soundcheck and the indie concert site Oh My Rockness. You heard the song Simple and Sure, and before that, a number called Kelly. The Pains of Being Pure at Heart are giving us a preview of songs from their forthcoming album, Days of Abandon. This one is called Eurydice.
We also want to give a shout-out to Radiolab.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Out of sight, not out of mind. You had to leave, living behind.
Thank you.
The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, with some new songs from their forthcoming album called Days of Abandon, which is due on May 13th, that song called Life After Life. Since the band doesn't seem like it's in any hurry to vacate the stage here at the Green Space, I'm just going to say thank you to Parquet Courts, thank you to Oh My Rockness, thank you to the folks from the Brooklyn Zine Fest, and thank all of you for being here tonight for Gigstock Night 1. Tomorrow night, James Vincent McMorrow and Connor Oberst. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Wanna know what happened to you? Liked it better than your art smock, mocking art rock without intention. That design. He said he'd never be fine with being fine or mine. So we were not so favorite by. Left when we saw they were bone and skin in 77. And I wanted to be something like you and nothing like them. What she wanted, never knew. It was a mess, but so were you. Should have guessed it was gonna fall. Pieces in my hands again. I'm broken where I stand again. I never learned this lesson right, but I want you here. Learn to mingle with the well-bred crowd. Straighten your hair, forgot all about. Torn jeans and sweaters from the lost and found. Drop some pounds and the people that you used to hang around. What you wanted, never knew. Was a mess, but you turned so cruel. Should have guessed it was gonna fall to pieces in my hands again. I'm broken where I stand again. I never learned this lesson right. When you spent the night, it just felt wrong, like a bad song. I'm off the throne and I need you now. You're not around for the pieces in my hands again. Broken where I stand again. I never learned this lesson right, but I want you here.
That's The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, performing live in the Green Space on April 9th, day one of our two-day mini-festival that we called Gigstock. That song was called Art Smock, and you can watch video of all of these performances from both nights of Gigstock on our website, soundcheck.org. Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.